Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
It's another week.
Happy Monday.
I hope you drive to work, or hopefully you're exercising and listening to this. That would be even better. But good news is that I have been doing pretty good on my eating regimen and my walking regimen.
Yep.
Not so great on my exercise regimen, but, you know.
It's coming. It's trickling in.
Trickle-down economics.
Yeah. You know.
So listen, this week on the podcast, we're going to talk about focusing on a personalized patient experience, because at the end of the day, what helps build your practice is differentiation. In other words, how are you different than everybody else? And here's the truth. We all use the same materials. We all do the same dentistry. But what really changes is the experience the patient has from practice to practice and how you make them feel personalized, like they're the only one. You can have a big practice with lots of stuff going on, but if you can somehow, in a few minutes or through things, make your practice, make your patients feel personalized, like you're giving them one-on-one attention, you will have a patient for life. Before we get into this week's episode, let us turn it over to Mare Bear, my bodyguard, and she will be giving us a 3D dentist update.
Hi, everyone. I have a review from the Apple podcast. If you have a moment, please head over there and leave us a review. We have over 100, so we need more. This says, this is one of the best dental podcasts out there. Being a new practice owner, I've learned more from this podcast than having a consultant for a year. Help yourself, save money, and listen to this podcast. You'll thank me later.
They'll thank, but that's so nice.
Yeah.
But I want to know
something. I don't know who it is to thank, but thank you.
I have a question here, Meredith.
Yes.
Why do we have a 4.8 out of 5 rating?
Oh, because that was your ratings before I was on the podcast.
I think it's gone down. I think it's gone down since you've been on the podcast.
These are
by the way,
your
no,
audio critique from 2017. That was before you had the studio.
Well,
right?
No, I had the studio.
You
I just didn't have it.
A shitty job.
But I want you to notice something. All the reviews of the podcast mention my name.
And there's one. There's one that has my name in it. This podcast. Meredith is such a great addition.
Was that your sister?
No. My sisters won't even listen. Anyways, I have a 3D update.
Okay,
for
please,
everyone.
Please, let's make some money here. Let's have some business.
Things.
Some important. Let's Meredith make her money.
So we have opened back up our in-person classes. Everything is going great. We also have online classes for those of you who are not comfortable traveling. We have Sleep One implementation and medical billing available online.
And our case acceptance program is now there.
And our case acceptance program as well. And then we also have applications open for 2021 for the Millennial Mastermind and the business and clinical coaching program with T-Bone as well.
Yeah, so that I'm excited for that. That's a 12-month program where we're going to be really helping virtual coaching, helping people work through some of the challenges in the practice, implement some of the clinical training that we've learned, and implement some of the practical business programs.
A lot of the practical
So we're going to do monthly Zooms, or monthly some kind of webinar. Depends, you know, what we use there. And then some one-on-one coaching calls with people, and then some online education for that.
We'll have in-person weekends as well.
Yeah, and we're going to have a couple of team retreats and stuff like that. So I'm super excited about that for 2021. I think it's another one of those things that I've been wanting to get to. So if you're interested in that, just let Mare Bear know or visit us at 3D-dentist.com. And I would love to have you join in on the program. It's a great way to really connect deeply with people. And that's where I find some of my most fulfilling work is when I got a call from Caroline Tuttle this morning.
She texted us.
So, and then she called me this morning. It was nice to be able to be available for people.
Yeah.
So that's
and then our Millennial Mastermind, you can also find that on the website and fill out the application. That's a 6-month coaching program
with myself and Sully.
And that is for business owners who have owned their practice for less than 5 years.
Yeah. Perfect. Or as Gabe likes to say, Sully.
Sully. Sue. So we've shortened it to Sue.
So his name is, number one, iPhone thinks Sully's name is Silly.
Yeah.
Because it autocorrects to Silly. And then we've renamed him Sue. I forgot to call him that when he was here.
I know, I did too.
I messed up. All right, so let's get to this week's episode. So Meredith, why don't you lead us along today?
Okay. So before we start on the patient experience in person, I think the patient experience starts before they even come into the office. So what you have posted online. And then I would say the biggest thing would be talking to your team members on the phone. So I think sometimes people neglect the training for the front office, but that's your first person.
Yeah,
to
and I think we did a
people.
Podcast with Sandy Pardue on front office training and stuff, how important it is. And they're always neglected, by the way. Mm-hmm. Totally neglected.
I was there.
You know, I think at the end of the day, your personalized experience really starts from the moment they call your office.
Or look you up online.
And I was about to say, they're stalking us now, right?
Yeah.
You know, reviews. Reviews are so important. You know, reviews. Just like it's important for the podcast, it's important for my practice, it's important for your practice. You got to have the reviews. And then things like a video on your website.
Right.
Do you have a welcome video on your website where people can get to know your team, or even just an About Us page that actually has team members? Did you know that Dr. Fiza wasn't on our website for 6 months after he joined us?
Mm-mm.
Can you believe that?
Yes, I can, but no.
But that goes to show you that that it's so important, because patients are like, I didn't see him on the
They're looking you up. They're reading reviews. Sometimes that's how they find you. It's almost like those reviews are free referrals.
They are. So, they are. Yeah. You know, they're trust. We should have talked about that in the trust episode.
Yeah.
But you know, so to me, and another thing that we haven't done that I think would be awesome is I would love to, we talked about even this on 3D side, where we take a selfie video when a new patient makes an appointment for me to text them a video saying, hey, Meredith, looking forward, thanks for calling our office, looking forward to meeting you on this day, you know, whatever date it is, and then texting that to the patient, because we all collect their mobile numbers, but nothing would be more personalized and more, you know, we need to try that,
that
and see what happens.
That would be cool. I would probably send a video back.
Probably. Maybe some patients would send me pictures back.
Yeah. We should not do this from your personal cell phone, though.
Well, of course we should.
No, we shouldn't.
Well, I give people my phone number anyway.
Yeah, bigger cases.
But I guess we could text it through RevenueWell or whatever. But I think that would be so, like, how easy would it be for somebody in my office to come by with the phone and say, hey, Dr. A, Meredith made a new patient appointment for July 28th. Hey, Meredith, looking forward to seeing you on July 28th. Thanks for calling the office, and thanks for your trust.
Yeah.
And just something so, like, 5 seconds, and that would make them love you. Are you kidding me?
That would be cool.
Yeah. And so, then, by the way, it doesn't even have to be the dentist. It could be the team member.
Yeah. Like, especially the hygienist.
Especially if we can take it off my plate.
Yeah. No, for sure. Any of the doctors, I think, feel that way. And especially if they're going to, then they kind of know, yeah, they might already know who the doctor is. Anyways, if they've looked you guys up online, they see you, they see FISA, they see four hygienists. They don't know who they're going to be with. So to get a video even from the hygienist, I think that would feel important.
Yeah.
You know, that's their provider.
Well, what if they got one from everybody on the team?
That's pushing it.
Oh, okay.
Let's be practical. So for focusing on the patient experience, I think we've covered before they get there, talking to the patient over the phone, getting all their information, that kind of thing. So to personalize it once they get there, I think you kind of have to offer something that not everybody offers to make them get that wow factor.
Yeah, you know, and even if everybody offers it, let's say, it's something that really kind of sets you apart. Very simple things.
Right.
You know, it could be something as simple as a TV for them to watch.
Yeah. Or a warm lavender towel.
A warm lavender towel, like the Japanese restaurants.
Right. Like, I mean, patients say more about that towel than they do anything else.
Yeah.
They don't say anything about the toothbrush. Everybody gives them a toothbrush.
Yeah,
nobody gives them a lavender.
It costs me too much money.
Yeah. Nobody gives them a lavender towel.
Yeah. But yeah, and those towels are great. They're disposable towels. Right. They come in little plastic packages. We buy a little towel warmer on Amazon. It was $120. And then we buy the little towels through Chuck from Patterson sells them to us. And they're great. I mean, they're easy. You throw them away and you don't have to worry about washing them and stuff. And it really says, you know, really kind of gives you a great experience. But also TVs. Mm-hmm. You know, to be able to watch TV in our office, we have Hulu TV and Netflix available so that patients can log in and watch whatever they want. And another thing, in today's modern TVs, they could even stream stuff from their phone to the TV.
Yeah.
You know, they can use Chromecast, Apple TV, Roku has a streaming service or whatever it is, you know. And so they can kind of, you know, have whatever they're watching, they can put on there. And I also think Wi-Fi. You know, having Wi-Fi access is great for people. So, you know, a lot of those things are really good. Blankets.
Yeah.
You know, all these, I call them very basic things because, you know, it's things we've been doing all along.
Yeah.
But I think even more now and, you know, even more so now, we got to do these little things to kind of make our patients. And I like doing things that are essentially free.
Right. I mean, our chairs have massagers in them. Those chairs are free.
My chairs have massagers in them, but yeah. But, things like that.
Yeah. I think personalizing their treatment.
Yeah.
I mean, we give them a folder with their name on it, printing out pictures. Yeah. I mean, of course, they don't want the treatment plans, right? They're hoping they get to go home with that one.
No, but they come in expecting treatment plans.
Right.
And then we do give it to them in a nice folder.
Printed with their names on it. I mean, they feel welcome. They feel important, like they're the only one.
And we do this all while taking MetLife.
Yes.
The shittiest of shit insurances.
And they don't even have to pay when they leave.
They don't think that MetLife should just pay everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think those are important. You know, TVs, pillows, blankets, you know, just different things. Sometimes it's just a matter of offering.
Right.
Even, I'm sorry, somebody else has our headphones.
Yeah.
Even though we don't have any, right?
Right.
And I think those are great things to have.
Yeah.
You know? And I think they're becoming more and more common
mm-hmm.
for patients expecting them.
Right.
Certainly in larger metro areas where there's more competition. And you have to do more and more to differentiate yourself. And so I think those are very easy things to implement. Today you can go buy a TV, a 32-inch TV for $120.
Amazon Prime Day.
Stick it in your ceiling. You know, screw it into your ceiling. You don't even need cable or anything. You just need Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You know, and you're done.
Right.
You know, and so there's no excuse not to have some of these things.
Okay. So once we've set them up before they come in, once we've wowed them with what we offer, our personalization, I think the next thing would be the interaction between the doctor and the patient. And I would also say the interaction between the doctor and the team member.
Yeah.
I think having a workflow that flows, the patient sees that, the patient knows your teamwork, you're working together. I think one of the things patients look for is how the doctors treat their team.
Yeah.
We've heard from patients, they go to a specialist and they come back and say, so-and-so doesn't treat their team the same way Dr. A treats his girls.
Well,
He doesn't speak to them the same way.
They never complain about how my team treats me.
Yeah, well, they don't see how we treat you.
But I think this is a great point.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of this communication comes back to, You know, I think one of the things I learned at a seminar back in, like, God, almost a decade ago was having these little cheat sheets.
Yeah.
You know, where my team members can write down, you know,
like divorced, just got married,
or going to
pregnant,
Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, or
just went to
wherever,
New York
you
City.
Know, ask about this trip or whatever it may be, you know, and, or, you know, or ask about mom.
Don't ask about
right.
Dad.
So these little kind right. of sheets, a templated sheet that kind of gives those things, or last saw in 2017. So I right. know that, you know, the patients, you know, I can thank them for trusting and still being in the office, even right. though I haven't seen them since 2017.
Another good one is referred by so-and-so.
Yeah.
So say you know their friend or you know their brother. Yeah. Then you can bring them up and they go, oh, well, they remember them. They're going to remember me.
Yeah, we should do a podcast on the cheat sheet.
We should.
Yeah, just walking through the cheat sheet, what's on there, why we like it, how we use it.
I don't think people realize that the patients are watching how well we interact with each other and how important that is, because they are like, oh, wow, they remember all these things, and it's really on...
Yeah, somebody else from but even when I walk
it's something
in
they've already talked about with the hygienist, and then you bring it up, and they're like, "Wow, they're good."
Yeah, you know, like I walk in and say, "Oh, I hear you just went to Costa Rica," and I know they're looking at me like, "How do you know that?"
Yeah,
like Megan mentioned it to me. You know, Megan mentioned to me, "You're going, you just went to Costa Rica. What was that?" I went.
Yeah,
you know, and to me, that's a great icebreaker for that communication level where I can get
feel
real
comfortable.
Like I can say, "Oh man, I want to go to Vietnam," or "Hey, I know you went to Taiwan the last time I saw you."
Yeah.
Or, you know, nobody's going anywhere right now. Right. But
you can't walk in and be like, so where have you been?
Right, because you don't
unless
know.
You know they've been traveling or they've been doing different things. So I know a lot of places do this different ways. They, I've seen a lot of people are communicating through their Apple Watches.
Yeah.
All the team members have an Apple Watch or their
it'll get
chat.
Lost. Well, I'm going to, what am I going to do? Sit there and look at the Apple Watch while I'm talking to
I think
patients?
Our hygiene sheets work really well.
Yeah, I think
we should do something on that.
They're simple. They're paper. They can write. They can, you know, they put the treatment they see, different things on there. So I really like the way it kind of sets me up. And the other nice thing about it is when my hygienist brings it to me, if there's a lot of writing on there, I know it's going to be a longer exam.
Yeah.
And if there's very little writing on there, I know it's going to be a quick exam.
Yeah.
That I can get in and out on.
Right. They also write down things that they see for treatment.
Yeah.
And then you leave them in the room, and then it helps them to do their notes later.
Yeah, because I don't do the notes.
Right. But then that way they can cross off anything. Yeah. If they've forgotten anything, it's usually there. So I think that is probably the most important for the patient experience wise, because I think that's what blows them away.
Yeah.
How people are, how other people are treated.
Well, we're on the same page.
Treated.
You know, we're fine. You know, we appear to be a well in sync machine, even though we're not.
Yeah.
But we appear to be that way to the patient. And really, the truth is just the bar is so low.
Uh-huh.
You know, because so many people are just blah about it.
We like to argue who has the best customer service voice.
Yeah, definitely not me.
No, I don't know. Yours is pretty good.
Sometimes I can turn it on, right?
Right.
Yeah, with patients, it's amazing.
Yeah, everyone votes Megan. But
yeah, no question. But she's not customer service with me. She's so mean
That's
to
why
me.
It's the customer service voice.
She's so
it's fake.
Mean to me. So mean to me. So yeah, you know, the way we talk to people, and I make it a point to every time I walk out of the room, I say thank you to whatever team member's there.
Yes.
And because I learned very early in life that number one, you should be thankful for the people who make, you know, help you look good and help your business run and help make your job easier. And I think it's always good for people to see you thanking other people because I want them to think of me as a good person.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
And running a good business, I mean, I hate to say this, but your business is only as good as your least smart employee.
Or dumbest
employee. I don't want to say dumb. I was trying to avoid that.
But no, but it is. And you know, I think over the years, the one thing that our practice has consistently gotten comments about is about how we have team members who are engaged in care.
For sure.
And I think that starts with just expecting people to say thank you. People mm-hmm. that don't say thank you, they're not the right people.
Well, and people that don't feel appreciated
definitely
aren't going to stay. You know?
Well, I'm pretty sure nobody feels appreciated by me. But
they do.
That's a different
thank
story.
You. Thank you. All right. So for focusing on our patient experience, we have the content they see before they come into the office, the personalized care they receive while they're in the office, the dentist to patient and dentist to team member communication. And then lastly, we have a system or communication way to minimize the weight and anxiety, yeah. which we also touched on with the hygiene cheat yeah. sheets, I think. But even better than that, this could be between other team members, not necessarily always the doctor, but between the front and the back, between the hygienist and the assistant. And in our office, that would be using the headsets.
Yeah, I think sometimes we lose touch. And this is a really serious point. I think we lose touch with how anxiety-ridden it is to come to the dental office.
Yeah.
How anxiety-ridden it is to wait at any doctor's office, right? And I hate this. I absolutely hate this. I hate leaving people alone in the room mm-hmm. because, one, they have no idea what you're doing when you're coming back.
Right.
Okay? And I hate just letting people walk around the office. Like, I want to walk. The other day I saw a patient just walking out by, it drove me nuts.
Oh, I know that's your pet peeve.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of pet peeves, but yeah. I want us to walk. You know,
that's like, pretty high on the list.
Well, it's like if I came to your house, you would walk, I assume you would walk me out, right?
Yeah.
Or at least when I grew up, my parents used to get on me like, hey, your friend's leaving.
Yeah.
It's time to walk them. I'm like, it's midnight. I don't care. They're like, go, walk them out. You know, walk them to at least, you know, walk them to the front door.
Right.
You know, so the same thing to me. I'm like, if we're going to, you know, when we're done with treatment, I want us to walk the patient to the, at least the clinical door.
Right.
In our office, the clinical door.
Or transfer them to someone who can.
Right. And then don't let them wander. Oh, go up front.
Yeah.
You got to pass the baton.
Right. And you need, you can't just say, oh, they're up front waiting for you. You can't transfer someone that way. Hey, they're up there.
Yeah. And, you know, but that part of that also comes to headsets.
Right.
Headset communication allows the team members to stay in the room.
Right.
Like, you know, and that to me, that's chit-chat time, you know, mm-hmm. have a conversation about whatever else goes on. But the less time you can leave a patient alone, the better. Mm-hmm. And then I try to make it a point, especially with CEREC visits or whatever it is. I'll be like, Meredith, hey, we're going to get everything ready. It's going to be about 22 minutes.
Yeah.
And we'll be back. Or 20 minutes and we'll be back. So that way they know what to expect. Because I've had patients say, oh, in that case, let me get my phone. Or do you mind? Let me get a book. Or, hey, let me go to the restroom.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever it is. Because they have no idea what's going on. And so I always try to make it a point to tell people, hey, we're about 10 minutes from being done.
Yeah. And so then I always used to check in.
Yeah.
Hey, it's almost done. You know, anything I can get.
Hey,
you?
We had a Windows error. Yeah. Hey, we had a communication error.
That also helps with, we have 10 more minutes. Can I get you anything? And they say, oh, I'm going to use the bathroom. First, you coming back in with the crown and they go, can I use the bathroom? Like they want to ask for that permission.
Well, they don't know where to go.
Right. And they're by themselves. So they're just sitting there.
It's like the first time you go to somebody's house. I don't know where your bathroom is.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Meredith, can you tell me if it's okay if I use your bathroom? You know, so it's all of those things. And see, when we look at some of this stuff, it sounds very common sense, right? And all of it is, if you ask me. But what happens is we just lose a level of accountability,
right.
communication, making it standard, you know, and that's
stupid simple.
that standard starts with the dentist, you know?
Yeah.
Like you see me, I park in the back parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay. I walk in the back door. I say thank you to people for the most part. 99% of the time, I say thank you to people, you know, and those things set the tone for the office and set the tone for customer service and patient, customer service equals patient experience.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
And you have to do it. I mean, look, if you live in Timbuktu and you're the only dentist in town, like I went to visit my buddy Jared. He's there's three dentists in a town of like 50,000 people.
Wow.
He runs a great practice and he cares. Don't get me wrong. But maybe you don't have to be as
Disney experience.
Right, but I want to say something about what you just said. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
But I think what happens sometimes is we make these comments like you have to have a Disney experience or a Ritz-Carlton experience. Those are billion-dollar companies.
Right.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't have Mouseketeers running around.
No, but every single employee from the person that's picking up the trash behind you is smiling and asking you how your day is. Some of these employees that barely make $10 an hour are treating you like you're a queen.
Yeah.
And that you can easily reciprocate in a dental office.
Yeah. But my point in that is that
we might not have the costumes, but I could make those.
my point being is sometimes it's what I've always felt. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe this is just my insecurity. This is the example that drives me nuts.
Right.
Is when people say you need to create a Starbucks experience. Well, dude, my patients aren't in and out in 10 minutes,
right,
and I don't have a drive-through.
Yeah.
Again, I don't have 800,000 stores.
And quick dentistry is probably not what you want.
Right.
They want time managed, but not quick. I don't think anyone wants a quick cleaning.
So I can't create the Starbucks experience.
Right.
But what I can do is create a clean, well-run, thoughtful experience for my patients. And I sometimes when we say experience, it's like, oh, what is this experience?
Yeah, no fireworks.
Yeah, but just...
it's free toothbrush at the end.
Just common sense.
Right.
You know, make it standard of caring in your practice that you're going to smile, that you're going to have people around you that are, generally speaking, happy, and that people that take their job seriously. And it starts with the dentist. The dentist needs to be on time. The dentist needs to apologize when they're running late. The dentist needs to say thank you to patients. You know, how many times have you heard me say thanks for your trust and confidence to patients? Mm-hmm. Because people want to feel appreciated.
Yeah.
And so that's some of those little things that you got to do to build businesses. So patient experience is customer service is patient experience, okay?
Yeah.
And then you can top it with, you know, TVs and towels and such simple things.
Yeah.
Such simple things.
Right.
To make it. And the bar is so low.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's not hard.
It's not hard. I mean, it's not hard to make, you know, things like making the place smell good.
Yeah.
You know, just you buy them at Target or Walmart or Amazon, just stick it in the wall in the electric socket and it makes the place smell good.
Yeah, it's not like we're on our hands and knees scrubbing all night.
Forgotten it. my prima donna team? No way. I'm kidding.
Yeah, so I think we've talked about really good ways to focus on the patient experience, not only the new patient, I think all patients.
All patients,
I think it's just as easy to lose a repeat patient as it is a new patient. If you don't give them that personalization.
Yeah, and they don't, people just want you to remember the name.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, I mean, people laugh when you know, we can obviously see their picture and they don't know that. And they're like, you remembered me? How did you know it was me? I'm like, I remembered.
you just had a little more hair in that picture we took 10 years ago.
10, I was going to say, you looked a little bit younger, but you favor.
So we talked about today about, you know, creating a great patient experience. And remember, customer service is a form of patient experience. And then there's some things that you can top it on. You know, I remember learning early in my career that, you know, you don't have to have a Taj Mahal office. You don't have to have this modern masterpiece office. You know, people are attracted to a place that they're made to feel at home, that they're made to feel welcome, that they're not judged, that's clean, that just goes a little bit above and beyond. You don't even have to go overboard, okay? Because I take MetLife, you know, we can't go but so much overboard on this. And they just want some simple things. And the things that we talked about today, 3/4 of it is free. It's just the way you act and how you talk to people. And the other part of it is stuff that's so easy in today's world. Sticking a TV on the wall, sorry, on the ceiling so patients can watch it, letting people know about time. You know, things like that are so simple to do. And you should make it a goal to have those in your practice because that's the things, you know, nobody's, last thing. Nobody's going to leave your office and go say, oh, my God, you should have seen the buckle pit I got done at my dentist's office today.
It was so beautiful.
It was the best buckle pit ever. But they will talk about how well your office smelled, how clean it was, what it looked like, how you gave them a towel or how you watched TV or whatever it may be. They'll talk about those unseen things before they talk about how good your margins and how good your dentistry is. So take some time to focus on the patient experience and walk through your practice as a patient. You know, have one of your good friends come in and really critique your office. You know, I was so embarrassed the other day when Holly came in and says, why do you have a hole in your ceiling? Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing, you know, and then we're like, how do we not see that?
Yeah.
Because the truth is we never lay back in the chair and look up.
And for people asking, we don't have just a random hole. It was an electrical outlet was moved.
Yeah, we moved electrical.
But
we just didn't fix it. Right. And that's
probably the first thing patients see when they're laid back.
It is. And what does that say about us?
Yeah.
Got to get it fixed.
Attention to detail.
Can you get that fixed?
Yep.
Because I don't do manual labor.
Yeah.
Thank you again for tuning in. Listen, we need your reviews. Reviews are the new media, you know, the new monetary value today. I need you to help share this. I need you to help support us on social media. Don't forget to join our group on Facebook, Dental Business and Clinical Excellence. We need some more members there, only if you're ready to learn and participate or just at least learn. And then, of course, stbone.com. And then, of course, what really brings this podcast to you, because the podcast costs money to put together, and that's 3D Dentists. So we'd love to see you at one of our live courses, some of our coaching and training programs, and, of course, our online programs as well. We're always here to help you build the practice that you dreamed you'd have in dental school, but then life got in the way. So let's get reinvigorated and get back on track to building that great practice. I'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.